Provide our team with more live feedback on what you like and don't like. We will use your opinions to continue designing our new community recreation center. Imagine the future with the Emporia Recreation Center.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 827, 50 degrees. It is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
The scariest part of October is holiday shopping is right around the corner. Don't let purchasing gifts be too spooky. ESFCU has several credit card products, including a cash back option to fit your shopping needs. Text or call them today, 620-342-2336. Your local credit union is federally insured by NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
It is time for Tech Talk, and let's go right to Flint Hills Technical College and Chuck Samples. Chuck?
Ron, good morning. We are doing a first here for Tech Talk this morning as we bring the program to campus today. And we are parked here at the Industrial Engineering PLC Lab. We'll be telling you why in just a little bit. There's a lot happening for the college here this month, and we'll talk about the cut, big open house that's coming up here later in the month as well. We're pleased to have with us President Karen Daugherty and Chris Wilson of Industrial Engineering that'll be kind of walking us through the big events over the next week plus. President Daugherty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us out here at the college. We've been asking for about a year, so I'm very thankful that KVOE, and thank you, Ron, gave you that opportunity to join us and to see some of our spaces. Obviously, we also want to extend that gratitude to Emporia State Federal Credit Union for the opportunity to have Tech Talk here on KVOE. So yes, we have quite a bit to chat with you about. We'll talk a little bit about the cut, but this is October is also manufacturing month, and those are why we really want to showcase some of our programs and some of the renovations we have had, in particular for some of the programs that are connected to manufacturing. And so we're very happy about this opportunity, and we will take it from here. Let's talk about the cut.
Let's talk about the cut, because obviously this is coming up Thursday. Really one of the signature community activities here for not only the local public, but really for the area. And there's always a lot of excitement coming into the cut. This year is obviously no different.
Correct. The tent is up, so folks have probably seen that here on the west side of town. The cut has become a standard fall tradition for the college, and so it will be Thursday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. And one thing that we take great pride in is that our students take center stage for so much of this event. The culinary students, we have four of them who will be competing, Jackson, Ian, Josh, and Jaden. So those students will be competing, but at the same time, our multimedia design students will be live casting the event, and so there will be live stream videography that the folks under the tent will be able to watch on what is going on in the kitchen. You, Chuck, I believe, is our MC, so thank you for that. We appreciate that. And then also our network technology students help around a little bit as well. One thing I do want to give a shout out, though, certainly is to our sponsors. And so Radius Brewing Company is our presenting sponsor. And then other sponsors include Union Street Social, 627 Event Space, Casa Ramos, and the Sweet Granada. And then scholarship sponsors are Doobies and the Hometown Pie Company. So, Mike Crouch is at Government Matters with the Chamber this morning, so he's at that meeting, and so certainly appreciate his office and what his folks are doing. We're really looking forward to the event Thursday night. Please contact us for tickets, fhtc.edu, and you should be able to find tickets on there, or if you know Mike or me or any of us at the college, reach out and we'll get you a ticket.
Sounds good. There, about this time, there's not a ton of space left for the general public, and with that head shake, I'm assuming we're about that spot right now.
Yes, sir, we are. But this is such an event that we have a tendency to have walk-ins, and we welcome that. But certainly, if you have the chance to get some tickets, Carol Porter with the office is certainly welcoming everyone in, and we'll take those that information for you and get you some tickets.
live action Chopped. If you haven't seen the show Chopped before, check it out today or tomorrow. And if you haven't been to the Tech College's version of The Cut, it's fast paced. It does, you hear the 3 hour mark and you're like, that can't be fast. But it is a fast-paced event. You get to see everything that's developing in the kitchen for the appetizer, the entree, and the dessert rounds. And it is an action-packed, fun night. Be sure to go to fhtc.edu or call the foundation office for tickets and get your tickets here today. Now, I want to shift gears because the open house is coming up on the 17th. You've already mentioned Manufacturing Month. And kind of as a foundation here, Dr. Daugherty, why is it so important for a manufacturing program at Flint Hills Technical College? I think there's a lot of people who see manufacturing today maybe through the lens of everything pre-1975. And maybe I'm wrong on that, but it seems like having a manufacturing program here at the college is really vitally important for the college and its partners.
Yes, and one thing that I think we're very proud of is how clean our facilities are related to any of the manufacturing or industry technology programs. And certainly when folks come to campus and they see that, they will see that. Even on our tour yesterday, Chuck, you and I were talking, and we talked to the computerized machine tool faculty member, and he was even explaining that so many people have this idea of how dirty the spaces are, and they are loud. They may be loud, but they are spotless, and they are kept very clean and immaculate. And to that point, I'm going to have Chris weigh in on how they train their students to be very specific on putting the items back and the safety that really is at the core of why we want our spaces to be clean and neat.
All right, Chris, the floor is yours here for a second.
All right, thank you. Nice to have you here, including all your listeners. We appreciate you coming out today. We do like to keep things cleaned up. Everything has its place. Makes it a lot easier to find things. Makes it a lot easier to clean up at the end of the day. One of the main reasons, actually the main reason that we do it, however, is many of our industry partners, that's their goal as well. Lean manufacturing processes to keep things running smoothly. A place for everything, and everything has its place. I learned that at Camso before it was Michelin, some of those lean manufacturing processes. So that's why we do the things that we do here at the college, not just from the safety standpoint, but from all of the equipment that we do, all of the things that we learn. It's because that is what is asked of us through our industry partners. If we're not doing what our industry partners ask us, we're not doing the right things. So we continue to try to do that, take our cues from them, and go that route.
Maybe we can use this space here to introduce people to the PLC, which is where we are right now, the Programmable Logic Control Laboratory. We talked a little bit in my short tour here yesterday about really what's in this particular space and really how this will help potential workers in manufacturing region-wide, not just here locally. So maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the processes that get learned here in the PLC lab.
In the PLC lab, yeah, correct. Programmable logic controllers. So any process that maybe in the past it was a very labor-intensive process, those processes, many of them have become automated. And those automated processes can run day and night. They can run more efficiently. So that's what we teach our students to do, is take a process that maybe has been more manual in the past and automate that process. So just like we mentioned yesterday, we were looking for some real world examples when we were talking, and car washes, automatic car washes, would have some sort of controller in them to automate that process. And it's processes like those that we try to replicate here. Sometimes we've done projects in the past where we use those a little more extensively. Here in the classroom, we stick to the panels that we have here in the classroom. So we have some lights, some motors, some fans, some different things that we do to simulate automated processes. And we use the same processes and the same equipment, again, that are used in manufacturing. We have Allen Bradley controllers, GuardLogix controllers. The GuardLogix controllers are really important for us because that goes back to the safety part of it. The GuardLogix controllers are known for their safety applications in the manufacturing process. And those are new this year. We just got the GuardLogix controllers this year. So that was a big investment on our end for that, on the college's end for that, to have the GuardLogix controllers. That really gives our students a leg up on understanding what the expectations are in industry. When they open those panels in industry and see those similar or same components, their comfort level rises dramatically just because they've seen them before, and that's very helpful.
What else is under the industrial engineering umbrella here at the Flagler Technical College?
Our core, our meat and potatoes, you might say, is still our manufacturing partners, whether it's Simmons or Hills or Tyson or Michelin, all those folks that we've been able to work with over the decades, really, to keep supplying them with good quality maintenance personnel. So those are still good places for students to find careers. And within those, it could be if you want to stay on the mechanical side, if you like working with tools, someone might rather work on the electrical side, so industrial electrician, all the way up to a controls and robotics technician. We're getting more into robotics in our program. We bought our first robot last year. The second one is on the way. Hopefully we'll be here before Christmas. So in the future, we may be calling this more like the automation and robotics lab instead of the PLC lab, because it's going to bring a little bit more into the mix. We also have a good number of students who are going to work in the industrial commercial line of electricity. We have a couple of good partners, Kansas Electric, for example, that have been working on some of the new stores over in the Hobby Lobby and Old Navy area. We just had a student go to work with them. So whether it's manufacturing or whether it's industrial commercial where you're doing new installations, there's a wide variety of options that our students can have upon graduation.
Chris Wilson, President Karen Daugherty, Tech Talk live on campus here this morning. Before I turn it over to President Daugherty again, we were talking about a process or a visit called Bradbury. This is probably brand new to a lot of us here, myself included. So talk about Bradbury and how this helps students.
The Bradbury Company is in Mount Ridge, Kansas, and they've been a partner of ours for 10 years or more. We go up there just about every year. They have a very good manufacturing day event where they have students from around the area come in to visit their plant. They also have industry partners come in and provide assistance and other colleges. We've been there as both guests as we were this year, so our students got tours of the Bradbury Company. And we've also been there as we've had a table there at Bradbury telling high school students what opportunities they can have here at the Tech College. This year we were there as guests, so we took a group of students. They got to tour Bradbury's facilities. Bradbury makes equipment. They don't make a product necessarily. They make machines. So they make machines that make garage door panels, for example. Any kind of metal product that's like a garage door panel, things like that. They make that equipment, and that was a very unique experience for our students to see. They're used to seeing, we tour our local manufacturers here, the pet food producers, things like that. But it's a unique experience, and we've been fortunate enough to have several students go to work there over the years. In fact, we have two alumni there right now. So every year we go for Manufacturing Day, and again, Bradbury does a fantastic job over there in Mound Ridge hosting that event and really showing the importance of manufacturing in not only the larger towns but the small towns like Mound Ridge as well, and what opportunities those places can provide for careers.
Yeah, and that's well said too, because I think a lot of people think manufacturing, they're thinking the big sound, the big cities, 6-7-digit populations, but that definitely is obvious not the case. President Daugherty, I wanted to bring you back into the picture here and talk about renovations and upgrades, and we kind of talk about industrial engineering as part of that. You've mentioned on our airwaves here, I think it was either the last update or the one before, talking about some adjustments to industrial engineering, kind of taking away from part of the building to add space here specifically, and it does highlight kind of the capital improvement / master plan, which is conversations ongoing for that.
They are, yes, certainly. So that is one thing that Chris and the industrial engineering faculty saw, was that they needed to increase this lab space. That was one of the opportunities for the students to increase that enrollment. However, what we had to recognize, though, is that in the greater lab, the industrial engineering lab, that would shrink. So we didn't increase a footprint of a facility per se, but we increased the enrollment number for one program, and then we were able to capitalize on some space that now becomes more tool storage. And so we were able to rethink the space we were using and then in what ways we could also increase that enrollment. So I think we did a very good job. We've increased from, I believe we said 12 up to 24, maybe 26 students that can get this PLC experience. And that's pretty critical for our industry partners. So we're very proud of that. Wrapping back around very quickly, and we'll come back to the renovations and upgrades. But I do want to really encourage folks to come out on October 17th from 10 to 2, our industrial engineering, PLC lab, welding, computerized machine tool, automotive technology, and network technology. While network technology is not part of manufacturing, as everyone, Chris was just emphasizing the role of computers and the role of networks and that. So network technology also renovated a cybersecurity lab. And Adam Starr will be doing demonstrations of cybersecurity attacks and how a student in the cybersecurity network technology program can follow that and track that and what they can do to then counteract the cybersecurity attack. So Adam will be doing demonstrations in the cybersecurity lab. We will also have our CDL program, our power unit and the trailer will be set up. So we have a new CDL program. And so these are all part of some of these updates and these renovations. So welding expansion was about $1 million. Certainly thanks to Mike Crouch and his folks for covering it. Half of that. It was a one-to-one match. And so the state ARPA funds, and then we had to do a one-to-one match. We really appreciate that. Resulted in a $1 million expansion that added 12 welding booths. One thing that I tell folks I've been quite proud of, you heard us showcase the cut and the importance of the professional students who are really the backbone to what happens at the cut. And that's been happening for so much of this. These PLC panels that Chris was referencing, the students built those. And so this is incredibly valuable experience for our students to see how these inner workings are, but they have that ability to build these processes and operations. Our faculty at the welding facility welded and built and fabricated their tables and some of the welding booth materials. And so we have very innovative folks who will push up their shirt sleeves and students who will do the same and get in and do the job. And we're very, very proud of that. So a lot of these renovations and upgrades are going to be showcased for folks. One thing that I want to really emphasize is that we have been receiving a lot of support from the state. And so kudos, thank you. I really appreciate our local legislators as well as our state, around the state. And the value and the importance that's being placed on technical education and the cost of technical education. But we have had business and industry line items through the state. We have had a base operating grant. We have these ARPA funds. And as a result of all of this support, then we have new positions. We have new employees. We have the CDL program. We have the robotics and the automation increasing. We have a lot of opportunities where we're also doing more customized training through our Office of Business and Industry. And so all of this, these renovations, these upgrades, this opportunity for customized training and for our CDL, commercial driver's license training, is a direct result of the support that the state of Kansas has provided us, as well as the city of Emporia and the county. So we're very, very thankful for the value that our region places on technical education and Flint Hills Technical College.
Well, again, don't forget, the cut is first up on the community colleges, or the technical colleges schedule. This is going to be Thursday evening, 6 to 9 at the tent just outside the Metcalf building. But please avail yourself of the opportunity to attend the open house. 10 to 2, Thursday, October 17th, with a lot of different, you know, really, the college, maybe not completely open to the public, but pretty darn close, to be honest. And there's going to be, you know, as mentioned here, cybersecurity demonstration throughout the afternoon. The power unit trailer for the CDL program is going to be on display. And you can really see these spaces about just how student and faculty really respond to industry standards, expectations, and surpass them. Chris, is there anything else you wanted to add before we close things down here for our first foray on campus here this morning?
No, I think we've covered a lot of the critical components. We have had two industry partners who have taken advantage of an opportunity to sponsor our panels. Again, as President Doherty mentioned, technical college education and the equipment that we need is not inexpensive. So Hills did sponsor one set of our panels, Hills Pet Nutrition, and also Lineage Logistics, which is a company up toward Kansas City. They sponsored one of our panels as well. So we appreciate the support from our industry partners in getting some of this equipment up and going.
Awesome. President Doherty, anything else you wanted to add before we close things down and maybe make plans for coming back?
Well, we are, I guess I can't really say goodbye without saying yay on our enrollment. So we're very proud of a 9.5 increase in headcount and I believe a 6.2 increase in our FTE numbers. Really proud of all of our employees, our front office staff, our recruiters. And it's those efforts that really everyone really chips in. And so we plan to do a celebration in a few weeks to really acknowledge the hard work that folks have done and to celebrate that. Another thing, just during, if you come out during open house, we plan to have maybe a couple of food trucks. I know that we have grab-and-go hot dogs that will be here. So if you are interested, even food truck vendors, if you want to join us that day, our students have certain curriculums, so they can't really bring the food truck out that day. And they've got some other catering events going on. But if anyone wants to join us for food truck that day, we would love to welcome you. But in general, October is a good month for us. We do want to celebrate our manufacturing partners and Manufacturing Month and to showcase really what to bring in the community and help our community see really what we do. And more than once, I've taken a few of our community folks who were born here and walked through our spaces. And often the response is, I had no idea. And so we really want to make sure our community members understand and see what we do and how this converts to workforce and economic development for our region.
Outstanding. Again, The Cut, Thursday evening, open house, October 17th, 10 to 2. President Doherty, thanks again. Really appreciate it.
Chuck, thanks for being here. It's been an honor.
It's been a great. Chris, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time with us this morning.
You as well. Thank you.
Chris Wilson, President Karen Doherty, joining us again for Tech Talk live on campus here this morning. It's 8:49 on KFUE and KFUE.com. All the information you need, live and local.
And that is live and that is local, my gosh. And our Tech Talk program brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. It's 8:48.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Helene debris.